Let's go straight to God's word this morning. Starting a new series this morning. 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. And we'll rush to the book of 1 Timothy 4, verse 12 only. And then we travel from there. Glory to God. We stand for kings. We stand for potentate. We stand for the person of the word of God. Glory to God. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. And then we'll travel from there. God help me. This morning, if I can't finish it, come to church on Wednesday. We'll finish it on Wednesday. If I can't finish on Wednesday, I'll see you all next week, Sunday. Then the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised, when the letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of his leper." That just sounds like a problem. I'll explain to you in the course of the service. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, we'll read this together in concert at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, media. Okay, you got it? 1, 2, 3, go. Let's read together. Let me talk about conversation. Conversation there doesn't mean I'm talking to you or talking to me. When you see conversation in King James, it's speaking about lifestyle and conduct. So be thou an example in your lifestyle and conduct. So if you give me this in any translation, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say and in the way you live. So conversation in King James is not talking to you and you're talking back to me like we're having a conversation. Every time you find conversation in King James, it means conduct and lifestyle. This is important for Bible interpretation because English is not the primary translation of the Bible. So when it was translated, some things are not delivered accurately in English. So you have to search deeply. So if you find conversation there as what? Lifestyle and conduct. I want to talk to you this morning about love, life, an impact. I believe that if you meet a believer, like I was sharing with Pastor Ben yesterday, that when you meet a believer, these three things should stand out: the love of God, the life of God, and the impact that they make. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So with that in mind, nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor it's time to make impact. I don't like the way you said it. Look for another neighbor and say it's time to make impact. Tell your neighbor one more time, get ready for more impact. Say it again. Say, get ready for more impact in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the ability to teach and preach your word succinctly. We ask for the anointing that makes teaching and preaching simple. Throw your weight in this building. Have your way, Holy Ghost. This time is sanctified for the teaching and the preaching of the word. Send the kind of unction that makes teaching and preaching easy. Give your people understanding as you give me utterance. Give me nimbleness of mind and agile thought. Let your name be glorified. Let your people be edified. Let the devils be terrified. In the name of Jesus, we decree that as Christ is revealed, we are unveiled. In Jesus' matchless name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. On your way to your seat, tell your neighbor it's time to make impact. Come on, say it one more time. Say it's time to make impact. Shout it one more time. It's time to make impact. Glory to God. Edom, where have you been? No. Let me start by saying this morning that whatever you are born from, you are sustained by. Whatever you are born or made from, you are sustained by. Listen to me carefully. Whatever you are born from or made from, you are sustained by. So the reason man needs yam, rice, beans, everything from the ground is because your body came from the ground. So whatever you are born from, whatever you are created from, you are sustained by that. Are you listening to me? So the reason your body needs this, your body needs everything from the ground is because, guess what? Your body came from the ground. In the same way, if love gave birth to salvation, love sustains salvation. That's where I'm going to. If love gave birth to salvation, it means love sustains salvation. So let me say this. The birth of the believer, the growth of the believer, the motivation of the believer, the inspiration of the believer will always be love. Because that's where we came from. The principle is what gave birth to you is what sustains you. That's why the meaning of the word father is source. Abba is source. That means I want to say you outsourced me, if you know what I mean. You released me and I become your responsibility. That's what that means. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So whatever you're made from, you're sustained by. If love gave birth to the Christian work, love sustains the Christian work. So even the motivation to grow the believer must be born out of love. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The growth, the motivation, the sustenance, the birth of the believer cannot be outside of love. Even correction of the believer cannot be outside of love, because everything about that believer is born out of love. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. It says, let me show you something. Romans 5 verse 8. Put it up there. Romans 5 verse 8. But God commended his love towards us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So it was not something that we did to provoke Jesus to the cross. Salvation was all God's idea. It was not a partnership. Salvation is sole proprietorship, God. We didn't inspire Jesus to the cross. Did you understand what I'm saying? So there was not a time when God said and he looked at us and said, ah, see these people, ah, they are crying. See, they are kata too much. Jesus, do something now. Now I'll go and no go. I'll go and beg me. Beg me. God, I say, please now. Please. No. So there was nothing that we did that took Jesus to the cross. It's because we're in a mess. That's why he went to the cross. Show me this in TPT, this verse in TPT. Christ proved God's passionate love for us by what? While we were still lost and what? Message makes it better. Give me message. But God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death while we were of no use whatever to him. So it was not because of what you did, or you gave a dangerous seed, or you behaved a certain way, and God said, no, wow, this is so beautiful. I'm motivated to die for you. So God did not need man's motivation to go to the cross. It was self-intended, self-motivated, without any input from man. Are you seeing that? So if this was born out of love, it also means the relationship is sustained by his love. You didn't hear me. Not by your love. Oh, did you say what I said? If he came by his love, the relationship is sustained by his love. So I'm not holding on to God. That's why I can't let him down. He's the one holding on to me. That's why he can't let me down. I was talking to someone yesterday and I said to them, when you keep saying, can a believer lose their salvation? I'm like, that is the wrong question. Can God lose a believer? That's the right question. Because I was not the one who held on to him. He was the one who held on to me. If you see me and my son, Salem, I hold my son, Salem, and he falls out of my hand. He didn't. I was the one who let him go. And God is saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the everlasting love of God. After this series, we're going to the Soteria series, the salvation series. You will love that one. But the love is the motivation of the Christian race. It was born out of love. Can you see that? So even our lives, and the love of God is powerful. We teach the love of God as if the love of God was for a moment. His anger is forever. That's what religion does. But the Bible says his love is forever. His anger was for a moment. Now that anger that was for a moment is the sacrifice on the cross. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But religion would teach it. Oh, somebody got it there. It was for 3 days only. That's the moment, 3 days only. That anger that was for a moment was Jesus taking the wrath, which is the punishment for us. But when religion teaches it, it teaches as though the love of God is for a moment, his anger is forever. But there's nothing like that in scripture. Psalms, let me give you something from the Old Testament. Psalms 36, put it up there. Psalms chapter 36. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. What do you think David was saying? That when we calculate your mercy, it's not here. It's far, far in the heavens. And thy faithfulness reaches unto the cloud. Give me this in the TPT on the next translation I told you. But you, O Lord, your mercy seat, love, is limitless. So when he was talking about the mercy, he was talking about the mercy seat. That means somebody got it there. That your sacrifice is limitless. So when David was talking about the mercies of God is to the heavens, he's saying this, your mercy is not here, it's in the mercy seat. Mercy seat is a person, his name is Jesus. Are you understanding me? So David was saying this, your mercy is not here, it's in the mercy seat. is limitless, reaching higher than the highest heaven. Your great faithfulness is infinite, stretching over the whole earth. Glory to God. So the first thing is, you were born out of love. You are sustained by his love. You grow by his love. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You know, it is not the fear of hell that brings anybody to Jesus. I taught you that last week. Nobody comes to Jesus out of fear of hell. And I hear the time, does it matter how they come? They should come. No. What brings you in is what keeps you in. If you came with fear, you keep walking with fear. How do you marry somebody who says, if you don't marry me, you die? Then you marry them. You're afraid every day because one day he may change his mind and just say, you know what, I'm not marry again, you are going to die. Romans chapter 2 verse 4, AMPC. Let's read Bible. Romans 2 verse 4. He says, Romans 2 verse 4. Or are you so blind as to trifle with and presume upon and despise? Are you saying the adjective he's using? And underestimate the wealth of his kindness and forbearance. That's good enough. Forbearance and long suffering, patience. Now, why? That means when you are praying for your enemy to die, God will be giving them long rope to repent. Because that's the nature of God. He doesn't desire that anyone should die. Are you mindful or actually ignorant of the fact, watch this, that God's kindness is intended to lead you to what? Metanoia. LFC student, you understand that? Repent, metanoia. What is metanoia? To change your mind and the inner man to accept God's will. Not metamelomai, metanoia. That it is the love of God that brings us to repentance. It's not the fear of hell that brings anybody to Jesus Christ. I once watched Born in Hell. If you don't know that film, you are not missing anything. If you are a church man, you know what Born in Hell is. You know what Born in Hell is? We're rascals in church. So my auntie and my mom decided to do a film show in church. We're very excited. You know those film shows? Not this LED screen. They'll put white cloth. They'll now put one projector that has a ray that you can literally see the ray. Who knows what I'm talking about? Things have really changed. It was in children's church. We're excited. And it was 1 hour movie or so. But 45 minutes was showing hell throughout from the... We were terrified. I was about maybe less than Ethan's age. I was a child. They said that, and after that movie, they say, if you want to give your life to Christ, are you playing? All of us ran out and then took it back from Christ after 1 week. Because fear cannot be the motivation for salvation. One Easter, Good Friday, 1990. I will never forget. I sat in church. His name is Reverend Moses. He preached about the love of God. My heart leaped for someone who could die for me like this. I understood the gospel. I didn't even know what the gospel was in its entirety, but I got the message of the love of God. I wept in my seat. I didn't even walk down the aisle. PPC. I sat on my seat, but I remember vividly that something happened within me, because this is inner transformation, not behavior modification. I knew it, that this is the day I got saved. Why? I had the love of God. So you are born out of love. You are sustained by the love of God. And this love is his love for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's not your love. There is no curriculum. Sorry, I said this on Wednesday. There is no part of our curriculum that preaches fear. There's nothing in the gospel that should bring fear to the believer. Absolutely nothing in the gospel. There's no part of our syllabus. Somebody help me with something. Syllabus. There's no part of our curriculum, our course outline. Thank you. Menu. Somebody give me something. Workbook. There is no subject in our workbook that should inspire fear to the believer. So once you get to a church and you hear fear, and then you hear manipulation, you are not hearing the gospel. That's the tool of religion. That's why if you don't pay tithe, your life will be tight. You are paying out of fear. If you don't do this, God will punish you. You are responding out of fear. There is nothing like, including rapture, that should inspire fear. I remember those days, you go to church. It was always midweek services then, when we were growing up. Just go to church on Wednesday. Say, today, we are talking about the rapture. I say, oh God. Why I come to church today? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you then women will do like this? Oh, like this. The whole church will be sad about rapture. There's something wrong with us. You know what rapture is? Rapture means your boo that is a boo is coming, and you are sad. You have a bad relationship. That's a toxic relationship. He said, yes, it's a toxic relationship. If you ever hear that your babe or your spouse is outside and then you are afraid, please, it's time to leave the relationship. Yes, that's a toxic relationship. Let me first Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall what? Next verse. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. So there's no word rapture in the Bible. They got it from the word caught up. You never find the word rapture in the Bible. Caught up is the word. Are you seeing what I'm saying? We'll be caught up together with them in the cloud. Are you seeing that? That's harpazo. Harpazo is the word. Caught up with them in the cloud. To meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with? Next verse. Wherefore? He didn't say scare or warn one another with these words. Are you understand? So you can't use rapture to warn the believer. No. Someone is to comfort. When you say you are using rapture to warn the believer, you don't understand what you're talking about. He already has his report card. Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. He doesn't have to wait for that day to find out. He already knows. Comfort one another with these words. Give me verse 17. Something is in verse 17 I need to show you. Oh, verse 16. Very good. Let's go back to 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel Jesus, time, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ are what? Next verse. It now says, then we which are alive and remain. Did you hear? Then we which are, it didn't say, then which are alive and remain and purified and in a good state. No. It says, those who are alive and remain shall be raptured. And the life is a person. Those who have Christ shall be raptured. So there is nothing. Give me this in 18. Give me 18 in another translation. 18. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words. So when we want to encourage one another, we talk about the rapture. Like, Pastor Ben, don't worry. It won't be long. The blast of the trumpet now. We get to see Jesus face to face. That's how to comfort. That's how to comfort in case you don't worry. You see your husband on that resurrection morning, man. He'll be better. He'll be looking good. You will know him. He will know you. So it's word of comfort, not. Are you going to make it? Like this? When I want to say, when last did you come to church? It's like 4 weeks now since your mother. You have fallen from the list. Apply for the Book of Life list. That's the mentality we now teach. We've reduced rapture to things like earring, dress code, behavior. Hey. When heaven lives in the believer, that means I keep asking Jesus or rapture, which is better? If Jesus lives inside of me, why do I want to come to your house when I can't see you? So if I don't understand. So if you send me to hell, me and Jesus will create another heaven there in hell because he's inside of me and he cannot leave me. So you don't use rapture to scare. There's no way in your Bible where there's any message that drives fear and drives condemnation. There's no way, absolutely no way in the Bible. So you start hearing fear, condemnation, dreams that give birth. Just know that the person is still stuck in religion. I saw Jesus. He said, I should warn you people. I saw all the believers in hell. Earring, pull it. It's malaria. Oh. Now typhoid be that. Oh. If earrings and what you wear can stop the finished work. It never finished with that now. I don't even want that finished work. Any you are saved but not safe. That's religion. So there is absolutely nothing in that. Tell them to show you from the Bible that scares the believer. The Bible says perfect love casts away fear. So the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is fear. That you are not made perfect in love. Are you seeing what I'm saying? So we are born out of love. We are sustained by love. There is nothing in our curriculum that inspires fear. It's love. love. And this love is not our love. It is who? His love for us. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you for loving me. Say it loud. Say, Lord, thank you for loving me. You see, there are three comings of Jesus. Pastors, you need to know this, because we preach second coming and it's not actually right, but it's okay. So long as he's coming, it's fine. The first coming, he came for us. The second coming, he comes in us. So the second coming has happened. The second coming, he comes in us. The third coming, he comes with us. The harvest. So if he came for me, I passed that one. And he came in me. Why do you think he won't come with me? Because you already joined with him. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Is one spirit. So will you be ready when the Lord shall come? The answer is, he has made me ready. He has made me ready. He prepares his bride. That's what the Bible says. So let me give it. It's a prince going out to when Ongbeke want to bubble. You understand? So the prince knows that this girl is about to shock me. So he sends the clothes, sends the nail, sends the Omonte say to do face beat, then bring her to himself. Ephesians says that he may present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. That means not the church that present themselves to Jesus. It's that Jesus present the church to himself. Akabaye. It's Bible. That he might present it to himself. A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. But that it should be holy and without. Who is doing the presentation? Jesus is doing the presentation to himself. So it's not me presenting and saying, will he accept me? It's not beauty pageant. Will he accept me? Let me walk past for Jesus. No. He chose me. So this is not one night to the king. This, he lives inside of me. Jesus does not do one night stand. No. He lives inside of me. So I'm not Esther trying to please the king. The king is already pleased with me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you getting blessed? Well, let's do it. This is really powerful. This is really powerful. Let's move. So the love of God, watch this. The love of God, we're born out of his love. We're sustained out of his love. There's nothing in our curriculum that what preaches anything but love. And let me also say this, love including telling people the truth. That's real love. Because we live in a very an interesting generation where correction is condemnation. It attacked my personality. My mental health. That includes telling somebody you're going the wrong way. You're about to destroy yourself. Like I told somebody, as I say, if you continue like this in 50s, you're going to regret your life. And that's love. One time I was in Unilag. Some girl showed up with two handkerchiefs. One, two. And then my friends go, hi. And you're looking hot. So I say, come. If this is your sister, I say, don't bring my sister into it. I say, I shouldn't bring your sister into this. But you just told her. She's blazing, man. You're blazing today. She to say, yes. I said, no. So I called her, I said, you are naked though. Auntie, the purpose of dressing is to cover your nakedness. You shouldn't globalize the things that should be privatized. So I know that truth is lacking in our, and I know parents who are afraid to tell their children the truth. So when they meet a pastor like me, they feel on that. Because everybody, you know, when you are the source of the family, nobody can actually tell you that. Yes. That you are not right. Yes. But I'm just saying, love also includes. No. Come. No. That thing you're doing is going to destroy you. And you know, we have parents who your daughter just comes with a new car, a new house. It's the Lord has done it. You don't ask questions. Finally, the Lord has done it. So you can't correct. Why? You can't even sit and say, this thing you are doing. And so when they now find a man who really, truly loves them, they are likely going to call you a narcissist. Because now the new word when they ring too be that too. I'm not saying they aren't narcissists, but I'm just saying when, you know, like I say all the time, peace can look like boredom to a child who grew up in chaos. Yeah. In the same way, correction can look like rebuke to a child who everything she does, she was allowed. It was not a big deal. Premature exposure. So what we're dealing with in church as pastors and leaders is, hey, they didn't tell this one at home. I, unfortunately or fortunately, have to tell you the truth. And that's love. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14. Let me show you something. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14. The media, you're slow today. What's going on? For the love of Christ, let's read together. For the love of Christ constrains us. Watch this, watch this. Pastor Bina, come. It's, I want to do something stupid, yeah? But this is the love of Christ. He holds me from doing it. That means even my disciplined life is powered by his love. Are you understanding? So I want to do something really stupid. Watch this. For the love of Christ, not my love for him, is that I want to do something stupid, but when I think of how he loves me, I'm like, nah, let it go. It constrains me. It compels me. Yeah. So you're not living a disciplined life. I don't need to change the message. What I need to teach you is how God loves you. The day you know how God loves you, it will be impossible to just be a cheerful giver, if you know what I mean. Thank you. No. You won't just be, there are certain things they will give you, even at work. You're like, nah, God loves me too much for that. No, that's not me. I can't, no, I'm not acting that. No, I'm not doing this. No, I'm not signing that. No, I can't be involved in this. Why? Because you, on the love of Christ, what constrained us? The word there is sincheko. I put it up there. It means, put it up, media. That's the word in the Greek. The meaning of this constraint, it means the love of Christ seizes me. That means I am seized by his love. I'm compelled by his love. Watch this. I'm also urged by his love. That means, come, love of God. So the love of Christ determines where I shouldn't go. And there are places I need to go to, but I don't want to go. So the love of God now pushes me in this direction. So there are people that I don't want to apologize to. But the love of God pushes me to. There are people that I really want to kill them. I'll say, no, you can't do that one. So it sees, it compels, sit on son, controls, lay holds of, overwhelmed, to be held together, to grip tightly, to completely dominate. That's the love of God. So you are born from his love, sustained by his love. There is no fear in love. You are compared. All of this, that's a Greek word for the love of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Give me this in the Message translation, the scripture 13 and 14. The love of God. The love of God. We are not saying this to make ourselves look good to you. We just thought it would make you feel good. Proud even that we are on your side and not just nice to your face as so many people are. If I acted crazy, Paul is saying, I did it for God. If I acted overly serious, I did it for you. That means there's a way Christ's love, watch me, has moved me to such extremes. Extremes. His love has the first and last word in everything we do. That's the love of God. The love of God. So you're born out of his love. Stay with me. You're sustained by his love. There is no fear in our curriculum. And then you are controlled and compelled by the love of God. We're talking about love, life, impact. I don't think I can finish this thing today, Jesus. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on. And the supernatural has a language. Love is the language of the supernatural. Oh, God. Let me show you something in Chronicles. Because we think, musicians, that we need to sing about power to see power. We also think that we need to sing about glory to see. So when we want to see the glory of God in itself, that's what it is. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the glory. Glory, where are you? In Jesus' name. Let the glory of the Lord from heaven come. So we don't take for church. So we think that to bring glory down, glory that is already inside of you, Christ in you is the full expression of glory. But you want to bring it from where now? God is saying, in all day, yeah. Oh. God is answering us, in all day, yeah. It is not here. So we think we have to sing about glory. 2 Chronicles 5, verse 13. Let me show you something. And it came to pass that the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard, and praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and the instrument of music, and praised the Lord, saying, how did they praise God? For his good and his mercies. And so they sang about the love of God. Are you with me? The Bible says that then the house was filled with the cloud, and even the house of the Lord, next verse, so that the priest could not stand to minister by the reason of the cloud, not smoke effect. The reason of the cloud, not smoke effect. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. So what they sang about is that you are good and your mercies endures forever. And then glory showed up. They didn't have to sing about glory to see glory. So the supernatural has a code. It is the love of God. Sing about his death. Sing about his burial. Sing about his resurrection. Sing about his mercies. Sing about his love. Sing about his goodness. Sing about his kindness. You will see the glory of God in your life. Who am I preaching to this morning? As you leave church this morning, you are carrying glory because you have encountered the goodness, the mercies, and the joy of salvation. If this is your word, throw your hands up and shout, I carry glory. Then shout, I be glory. I am in glory. Glory is inside of me. I glow. Glory! So I don't have to die to be called to glory. The day he came into my life, he pulled me to glory. Kabaye. You. You all gonna mess this service up. Yo, sit, we're just talking. So you don't have to sing about glory to see glory. Say, well, this is a glory service. Do you have songs about glory? I did it. Say, give me repertoires about the glory of God. Because we think that there's a short application. Not knowing that it's just one size fits all, Jesus. And this, you don't have to sing about power to see power. Let me show you something. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21, 22. And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army to say. No, keep verse 21. Let me give you a picture. Is that Lagos State? Oh, look at that. Logic Church is doing a battle with a certain group, and it's a physical battle. They're coming against us, so we're going to put musicians in front, then Joxy, Mera, and put Gerard and Stanley, put them in front. The natural song to sing is, oh Lord, fire worship. God of Elijah. God of Elijah. So that's what I'm going to hear you about. God of Elijah. That church you came from, I rebuke it from you in Jesus' name. You never, your old church never gone for your body. In Jesus' name. That guy came from Ajigunle or something. That called progression is. Only OGs know it. Don't they church day? Now that's who they play that year. Ah! Jesus, you took me to my grandmother's church. Don't do that. So, that's what you sing. But guess what? They sang, praise the Lord for his mercy endured for... Next verse. And when they sang, began to sing and praise the Lord, God sent ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. See this. They didn't sing about power. They sang about the love of God. That's all they sang about. That's all they sang about. So love is your weapon. Singing about the message of God is your weapon. Because it looks like weakness, but the weakness of God is stronger than the strongest of men. Are you listening to me? So understanding this, once you meet a believer, I'm talking about love, life, impact. Okay. We'll continue next week. What you should feel is love. Look at Nigeria now. We have the biggest church, the biggest crusade, the biggest concert. But it's like the headquarter of wickedness. Blessed is the day. Because how? It's an oxymoron. It does not make sense. The truth is like you look like who you worship. I will explain. If the auntie went on Friday and the topic of the vigil was fire must consume altar Friday night, then on Sunday morning is thunder must release fire. When he gets to work on Monday, somebody will enter trouble. Because the God that she had encountered Friday, Saturday, Sunday has been destroying people. So when she comes to work on Monday, every enemy collects straight. You didn't bring the file? Nonsense. Tierra, go to NYC. Go to local government. Go to passport office. Go and collect your manuscript or your whatever from Unilag. Check, they always have one hand banner. I don't want to mention their name. They have one hand banner that is Jesus is Lord or something. But a queen, so they are wicked. And you cannot blame them because guess what? The God that they are relating with is a fighter, is a war. So when they get to work on Monday morning, they have some powers that they have not released. They will release it. They'll release. They'll dispense some powers. Because you look like who you worship. I am telling you the problem of this country. Believers are in position. But guess what? They don't understand the love of God. And you cannot adequately dispense love if you have not accurately received love. Oh, you didn't hear me. You cannot adequately dispense love if you have not accurately received love. So when you accurately receive the love of God, it's easy to adequately dispense love. So if you know how God has forgiven you, don't worry, let's see how we can help. So when they come to the office, you see there's one lady there. She studied books, but she can help you. Go and meet that lady. Go and meet that doctor. She'll find a way. She will show you mercy. Okay, let me organize. But no, by the time you meet them, they are believers. They are believers. There's no mercy. Find around all the neighbors that are reporting me. They are believers. Some of them are deacons, I can assure you. So what should they do is, let's discuss with the pastor. No, straight. Why? It's the wickedness. And I'm saying it boldly. I should be giving you. That's fine. It's the problem with the church. Wickedness. The Bible says this thing should not be so. Out of one fountain comes sweet and bitter water. It shouldn't be so. So once you meet a believer, you should experience, I met that guy. Cool guy. I didn't even know him. Love of God. And the Bible doesn't teach again, love your neighbor as yourself. Oh. Love your neighbor as yourself is very suicidal. Because the day you want to kill yourself, you will kill me. You will kill them, which will not be me, you go kill like that. So when I turn 40, I have a friend who, he has a lot of money. Okay, it's not, he does third service also. A lot of money, but he can never wear the real one. Forget it. Forget it. So if you see this, Hermes, he go buy Heckman. I would say, but what is he? Forget it, man. Would they know? They will not know. They will not know. $1,000 for what? $100 or so. $50K safe up. So I was trying to, I said, but you have this money. Use it. Buy some. Just buy original or don't buy anything. It's always a fight. So when I turned 40, he was going to give me a gift. I said, you cannot give me a gift. You will not give me, in the name of Jesus. I warned him, you will not bring any gift to my house. Before you give me Molex. No, don't do it.
Balenciaga. Don't bring that. Bring, you cannot. You will give me the cash, I will see it. At least you cannot give me fake currency. Or you give me a lot. You see why? I said, because you cannot buy for yourself. You are definitely not going to buy for me. Even if you give me a lot, I have to check it when I fake a lot, because that is that bad. So it is not love your neighbor as yourself. It's love your neighbor as Christ has loved you. That's the love we're teaching this morning. It's vertical first, and then it's what? Ephesians. Okay, John 13, 34 to 35. Let me watch this. See this. A new commandment, Jesus speaking, I give unto you, that you love one another as what? That you also love one another. That's it. So you don't love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor the way Christ has what? Are you getting what I'm saying? Because some people don't really love themselves. See the way they treat themselves. You can tell that you cannot expect less. Ephesians 5, 1 to 2. Let me rush. Be ye therefore followers of God as what? Next, verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also hath what? And hath given himself for us what? And a sacrifice to God for a what? Give me this in message, and I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. Watch what God does, and then you do it like children who learn proper behavior from who? Next verse. Mostly what God does is love you. Mostly what God does is what? Love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not what? But he didn't love in order to get something from us, Lagos people. Users. He didn't love to get something from us, but he loved to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. Yeah. So you are really loving when you love somebody that doesn't have the ability to reciprocate. That's what love is. The person doesn't have the ability to reciprocate, doesn't have what it takes to reciprocate. That's true love. That's true love. That's how God wants us to love. Not love your neighbor as yourself. It's love your neighbor the way what? Glory to God. 1 Peter 1:22. Let's leave that. Let me go to I need to rush. Colossians 3:13. Let me do this in a hurry. This is just love. I've not gotten to life and impact. Eh? Do life on Wednesday. Then do you people. I have another series, like salvation series. Message plenty. I want to quickly get there before conference. Be even tempered, content with second place. Watch this. Quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, watch this. Wear love. It is your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Wear love. So no matter the designer you wear, without love, you don't really look good. You don't really look good. It's when you wear love, even with what is not even with rags, it will be more powerful. Because love is a person. His name is what? Jesus. People don't want to know how much you know. They just want to know how much you care. Until they know how much you care. Tell your neighbor, it's time to show love. Come on, say it again. It's time to show love. Oh, one more time. Say, it's time to show love. Oh, glory to God. Say, it's time to show love. God's love is not a gift voucher. It is the gift that vouches for us. God's love is not a gift voucher, but the gift that vouches for us. We're not applying for his love. We're living out of the overflow of his love. Love is the flag, anthem, brand, logo, and language of the believer. Glory to God. Glory to God. Tell anybody, I have the love of God. I've received the love of God. God wants you to receive his love. God doesn't love you because Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you because God loves you. So it was his love that took Jesus to the cross. So God wants you to love like that. Glory to God. Come on, I said glory to God. God wants you to love like that. Glory to God. God didn't love us because we did something right. He loved us till we did something right and kept on living like that. He didn't love us because we did something right. He loved us till we did something right and kept us loving us until we lived right. Continue loving us. That's how to love. I want you to leave your off work today. And from the car park, don't start cursing my ushers already. Start showing love from there. From there. Who's that one? Want to run into me? Wow, this church. You want to just try me after this very powerful service? No. No. Go collect. Oh. Forget saying a church. I'm a different kind of believer. I'm a different kind of believer. I will just drop this Christian thing. I'll deal with them extensively. I'll move on with my life. That's not, so when you get to work on Monday, let them know that there's this guy. He's willing to help. He wants to show love. You are dispensing the love of God. And the spirit of love is that you'll be smiling. Some of you, your face like lick line. What's the problem? Like Mount Zion that cannot be moved but abided forever. What's the problem? Smile. That brings me to my next point. Life. You have life. Life means you are smiling. You come into a place apart from love, there's life. No, as the, you come in there like, ah, wow, this guy, as you came in, everything just went. It's like, you don't even, no. There's life. You have, somebody say, I have life. Say it again, say, I have life. Life includes that when you come into, you light up the place, you have solutions. You have the life of God. It's not for goosebump in worship. See, worship tough. No. Life is a person, is Jesus. Inside of you. Not generally say, I have life. Say it again, say, I have life. The reason I know that people are dealing with that in your, because when you come to church, which is the life center, you are giving me that, preach me if you can first. Then when it hits you, like, rehearse in church. I tell your neighbor, I have life. Then dispense life to the person quickly. Hold your hands and say, God bless you. Speak words. Nobody will let you get problem. Dispense. Hey. If the person tell, if your neighbor tell you, he will shock you. Dispense life. Your own, you don't have food. They trek to church. Dispense life. Tell your neighbor, I have life. Life is a person. His name is Jesus. John 1 verse 4. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Jesus was the life of every party he went to. Check John chapter 2. They didn't run out of wine because he was there. He was a life giver. They were not even sharp. They would have asked for food. They're not sharp. They would have said, ah, sir, ah, perhaps so. Ah, small chops so. I better bring bread. Jesus. Do you? Run now. Before run now. Because he's the Hooper Baloo guy. He's able to do exceeding abundantly far above. That's who Jesus was. So you can't come into a place and there's everything is just dry. Everything is dead. And you call yourself a believer. No. Where's the life of God inside of you? You should come in. Paul was writing from prison. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. From prison. He was telling people outside of prison to rejoice. How do you reconcile that? May they arrest somebody. Ah, we're going to be encouraged. We'll be writing rejoice. He's writing from prison. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. From prison, Paul. Paul was in a shipwreck. A prisoner was prophesying. In the shipwreck, Acts. He was still making life. Say, don't worry. Nobody, I can imagine in chains that, don't worry, nobody's going to die. I am here. The angel of the Lord stood before me and said, there will be no loss of life. We'll lose the sheep, but nobody's going to die. He was encouraging the people who arrested him. You. Yes, now, when you arrest a man of God, what do you expect will happen? What do you expect to happen? You don't know the God that I serve. That's why you are treating me less. Just watch. All of you die. I will escape. Because the hand of God is upon my life. No, that's not what he did. If I be a man of God, in dying you shall surely die. No, that's not what he did. He was encouraging them. There shall be no loss. Paul, you, what's the problem? I say no life. You have a life-giving spirit. For the first Adam was what? A quickening soul. The next one is a life-giving spirit. You should have life. Don't stop asking life from your husband. He too needs life. Bring life. Stop demanding life from your wife. He too needs life. You bring life. Don't be a sucker of life. So this, I'm in church today. Every time you say from my window, you're going to do, I say, tell a little wait first. Because as he leave you and they say, your life battery, ego reduce. Well, virtue would have left you. No, be giver of life. Life. Tell your neighbor I have life. You're laughing. If you know the things I have to deal with conference and everything, I should be on low battery every day. Or 10%. One bar. But I have life. Come and say, I have life. With all the things coming at me, say, I have life. Say it again, I have life. And it's the life of God inside of me. Say it again, it's the life of God inside of me. Say it. Let me show you. 1 John 5:11-13. 1 John 5:11-13. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Next verse. And he that had the Son had life. He that had not the Son had not life. 13. These things I write unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Give me this 13 in another translation as I reach to a close. Glory to God. My purpose in writing is simply this, that you who believe in God's Son will know beyond a shadow of doubt that you have eternal life. The reality and not the illusion. No, I have real joy, not fake smiles. Did you hear what I said? I have real joy, not fake smiles. People of God, joy is attractive. Joy is attractive. Nobody wants to run to a face that is, no, that is like that. No, joy is, be joyful. Smile. Look up. Do you, sisters, when you smile a lot, you may bring him closer. Smile. Because what he's handling is a lot. He wants to a face that he can meet and the person is smiling. Glory to God. Smile. Let me go to impact. We'll continue next week. I can't finish everything, but I just want to give you everything. Let's go to impact. It's time to make impact. Come on, I said it's time to make impact. Not your neighbor said it's time to make impact. You are not a physical being having a spiritual experience. You are a spirit being having a physical experience. Did you hear what I said? So the believer is not a businessman that happens to be a Christian. No, the believer is a spirit man doing business. So who you are should influence what you do. Did you hear what I said? So you are not a musician or an entertainer or in the banking and finance and you just happen to be a Christian. No, you are first spirit. So you're not a physical being having a spiritual experience. You are a spirit being having this physical experience. So who you are should influence what you do. It's time to make impact. Tell your neighbor it's time to make impact. Who you are should influence what you do. It's time to make impact. It's time for us to start shining our light here on earth. Light is not needed in heaven. Don't wait to heaven to shine your light. They don't need your light in heaven. The one we are going to meet in heaven is the immortality that dwells in an unapproachable light. So your light cannot be shining more than Jesus, who is the light. Your light is needed here. Let your light so shine before who? Not God. Stop trying to take your light to heaven. Your light is designed for earth. Your light is not designed for the church. There is a light in church already. He's talking to you now. You see, there's a light here already. Your light is outside. The reason why we can't see where in church, all of us want to shine here. You have a word, I have a word, I have it. Go and take that word out there. You are not the salt in the church, you are the salt of the earth. Every time you see salt in your food, you are eating poison. Salt is designed to be felt, not seen. I once went to a lady's hostel, Unilag. Man of God, oh, you are so powerful. We want to do lunch for you. I said, they talk. I come to the house. Prepare the food for me. I ate the rice. I said, there's so much rice in this salt. She has not forgiven me till today. She said, there's a lot of rice inside this salt that you prepared. Salt is not designed to be seen, but what felt. Once you start seeing salt, you are eating poison. This is not the place to shine. This is not the place to show that you have rev or you see something. It's not the place to say, I have rev.
and God showed me I'm growing spiritually, I'm doing Bible study. It will show in your workplace. You will bring order to the place. There are certain things that will not happen again. You will not be part of the problem in the place. I'm so embarrassed when I see my children who in their places of work, you are part of the thing that they are complaining about. Just because they say, give me money to eat. No. You should be. I didn't start church to be part of the problem. And I'm glad that when you call the Logic Church, we're not part of the problem of religion as far as Africa is concerned. I'm telling you the truth. The people who started church to make money and those who started church to make impact, their message cannot be the same. No, cannot be the same. To teach the gospel, their message, it's time to what? Make impact. Change the standards where you are. Do things properly. Be the light there. Be the salt. This is not the place to show your light skills and your salt skills. Take it out there. They should say something is coming to the entertainment space. And it's like there are these guys from the Logic Church. They are not agreeing, no. They are putting standards. They are willing to lose money. There's something happening in the medical space. There's a protocol doctor. There is Dr. Becky. There is who again here? Who are doctors who are deciding to stand for the truth? There's something happening in the counseling space. You say, okay, where there's a bit higher. There's somebody who's just doing the right thing. How can you be part of the problem speaking in tongues? You won't have new tongues. Very spiritual township. Remember, oh, I'm growing in the spirit. No, it will show in what you do. If you didn't come with amen, I came with a lot of amen in my spirit. You can just say, ouch. I'm tired of believers. They check your page. You are not different from somebody who's not saved. Every picture you are doing is, where do you keep for here? Come as you are, yes, but you don't tell where you come. No change. God's love is promiscuous enough to accept you the way you are, yet powerful enough to change you into who He is. It's time to I'm not saying that will stop you from going to heaven. I've made it clear you are heaven bound, but I'm saying you are distracting somebody from coming to church. And after putting those pictures, the next slide is come to Lord. If I catch my church on your page anymore, Jesus baby, Queen of the Lord, body for Christ, no going to that church. No, we cannot be the same. No, that madness has to stop. It's time to make impact. Go to your very, very industry, start making impact. Things can't be done like this anyways. I'm not going to be part of the problem. I'm going to be part of the solution. Some of you think coming to Logic Church was a walk in the park. Go and find out what I lost and the things I'm still dealing with today for leaving Logic Church. It's Bishop Michael who calls me all the time to just say, my son, keep doing what you are doing. The Lord is with you. Just keep preaching the gospel. He spoke to me for over 1 hour yesterday. I was super encouraged. 1 hour, 20 minutes. Just do the gospel. Do this. That's you're doing well. You think it's easy to do what we do. So I'm just saying you will have to pay the price. I'm saying actors and actresses, are certain things you decide, no, I will not act this anymore. I will not be part of this anymore. You may lose money, but guess what? You are shining the light. There's a consequence. There's a sacrifice. You are not just giving the cross as a benefit. You are also giving the cross for you to carry. And I don't care if you, that's the door you can get out. I'll tell you the truth. We're also giving the cross to what? Carry. Yes, He helps us carry the cross. But it's time. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of people. If you want to be here, let's do light well. Let's do it well. Be light and light up well. I have a lot to say. Next week, we'll continue. If you come to church, I don't know. I'm done. Isaiah says, arise and shine, for the light is come. It says, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Bishop, it says, Gentiles will come to your light.
But that's not where it ends. It says the kings will come to the brightness. Gentiles are attracted with light. Kings are not looking for your light. So all those things you post, you will get the Gentiles. But the kings are looking for the brightness of your rising. The guys who are coming from the US, Doctor, is not coming because we are the only church preaching the gospel. But they've seen the traction that kings will come to the brightness of your rising. That's what brings the kings. That they see traction. They see you doing something differently. And they know what it means. So people who really know that this guy is bringing Creflo, he's stretching himself. I'm not trying to prove a point to anybody. It's a sacrifice of the gospel. Because like you said, I'm in front of this battle of the gospel. Yeah, you all may not really rate me like that, but it's fine. The one who rates me is God. But I know as far as this gospel is concerned, in my generation, I'm in front of this battle. I'm in front of the battle. So some of us will have to bend back over, sacrifice to bring a Dr. Creflo to establish the message of God's grace and chase Moses out of the church. That mixture of Moses and Jesus out of the church. That's what it means to make impact. And it's been boiling in my spirit. It's been boiling. I'm done. 5 minutes. There's a young girl who, bring it down a little bit, who stayed in Naaman's house. Naaman is the chief of staff, mighty man. But Naaman is a leprous bishop. But there's a young lady in Naaman's house who was a captive from Israel when they had a battle. Usually when you get captives, you kill them or they become slaves. This girl must have done something that they said, no, don't kill this one. So she already started making impact. The Bible doesn't even tell us her name. The Bible doesn't even record that she was beautiful like Esther. But her impact is what got us into this position today. And she said to the boss, hey, the Bible says she became the PA to the first lady, Naaman's wife. So she was attached to Naaman's wife and said to Naaman's wife, madam, this leprosy went there, Ogabodi, because Naaman couldn't strip before everybody, but could strip before this young lady. So as a general, he had coverings, like we all do have things that we cover ourselves with, but the real issue is still a real issue within us. And says, I can take this guy to Oga, forget this issue, it's small from where I come from. She said something. She told Madam told Oga, Oga went to the king. Kings will come to the... It became a diplomatic issue. So king releasing his chief of staff to Israel wrote to the king of Israel. That's our text. And the king of Syria said, go now and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. What a house girl said. My brother didn't actually hear. What a house, it was a house girl's conversation that translated to two kings having... Say, well, I'm going to send you this. See what the king now put pressure on the king of Israel. He then brought, next verse 6, and then brought letters to the king of Israel, which said, now be advised. That means, mind yourself. Be guided accordingly. As I'm sending my chief of staff to you, he cannot come back. Because of what a slave girl said. And you tell me you have to be director general, you have to be the production, you have to be this, you have to be that before you start making impact. That's why the king said, now be advised when this letter comes to you that I've sent Naaman my servant to you that you may help heal him of his... See verse 7. So the king said, and it happened when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, which kind local problem be this? Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks. Now, as an aquarium, it is a fight, won't start. He won't set me up. This is what Elisha heard and said, king, why are you tearing your clothes? I got this. That impact, that's what finally brought healing to him. Do you think, I'm done, second service is knocking outside, do you think that lady returned back a slave? They play. I pray, say, Baba no Mariam, second wife. because she brought value, not body. Because that's another service. That's your second service. They come for second service. And some of them are here first service too. Because some of you are so empty, all you have is body. Some guys are so broke, all they have is money. But this guy had something that I know the God from where I come from. And a girl's, I'm done. A girl's conversation. No, not a girl. A slave girl's conversation. Sorry, a captive slave girl's conversation brought two kings on the table. This is the Josephine version. You know what I'm saying? This is Josephine. That's what I choose to call her. A slave girl said something. The reason I know that she was making impact, you can't say that kind of thing and madam is taking it to Oga. Oga would have asked, who said it to you? Josephine, really? Everything she said so far, she had a track record. Because kings come to the brightness. That means she was a slave. Before she became first lady slave, maybe something went wrong. Say, madam, I got that and I know what to do. They're going for a party. I can fix this. I can do that. Say, please become PA. Now clap, dance till they start. The rest is history. She made that statement. Some of you, when you make statements in your industry, it doesn't carry weight because there's no track record. They think they are doing you a favor by giving you peanuts because you don't know who you are. But guess what? This girl made a statement. Oga went to me. Kings and kings are discussing from a statement that a slave girl made. People of God, love is what Christ has given us. Life is what we carry. Impact is what we do.
I hope with these few words of mine, I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that it's time to make impact. So, remain standing, I'm done. I don't want you to go to your office tomorrow morning and it's business as usual. No, it can't be business as usual. So I think it was Dan who said something really powerful, because listen to me. You can say, P-Flow, you're not in everybody's poster. No, I'm not everywhere. But the places I go to, one, it's usually the loudest. One, Bishop Mike's church. End of discussion. Get ready. It may just be world changers. So, and that's how kings behave. We're not everywhere. No! We're not everywhere. We're in the places that matters because of the track record of our impact. Sorry, I couldn't really preach this morning. I hope you got something. I hope you got something this morning. I apologize. I hope you got something. But I'm saying love is what Christ has given you. Life is what you have to give. Impact is what we make. I'm saying it's time to make impact. I do not care what situation, where you are. My own quote-unquote, will I call it, section is difficult in Nigeria too. But guess what? Those of us have stood with the gospel of God's grace. Do they laugh at us? Yes, they do. But guess what? Is the impact loud? It's loud. I don't want to live for prosperity. I want to live for posterity. I want to be gone in my 90s by grace of God and watch generations to come say there was a man who started shouting early, he died for me. He died as me. And when he was buried, I was buried with him. When he resurrected, I resurrected with him. Now I'm seated in Christ. If ever, I want my death. Let me tell you, it's too late. Your great, 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 great grandchildren will be shouting, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Why? Impact is already made. A generation is being changed by the gospel of God's grace. Hold your neighbor to your left and your right. Father, thank you. For everyone in this room, we thank you for impact. That we will not leave here the same way we came. We no. We will be We will make impact. We will make impact. Hold that neighbor's hand. Squeeze that hands. Release anointing for impact. It's on your life. Come on. Release that anointing for impact. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Release that anointing for impact. You have less than 1 minute. Come on, pray over the neighbor. It's time for impact. It's time for impact. So my case is different. I'm going to make impact. Come on, come on, come on. In the educational sector, in education, I'm going to make impact. Somebody just asked, where am I going to make impact? God has told you now. It's the educational sector. Make impact. In medical, I'm making impact. I'm going to make impact. My movies, my production, my office, I'm not going to blend to the status quo. I'm going to stand out. I have decided to make impact. I'm going to make impact. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Somebody clap your hands. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Hallelujah.